This episode is brought to you by EmilyNow.ca. If you're an entrepreneur, let's face it, trying to find financing, trying to connect with bankers, trying to figure out how you're going to solve that next financial hurdle that you have to get over can be frustrating. And it, quite frankly, it can be overwhelming because you may not be sure of where to start, what your options might be, or what's required. Well, spend 90 seconds at EmilyNow.ca, create a profile, and send your request out to bankers that are waiting to respond. It's true. A lot of times it can be hard just to figure out where to start. Well, at EmilyNow.ca, that's where you start. You create a request, you get it out, and you wait for the responses. And if you think you're getting enough responses that are positive, then you can go ahead, put an actual deal together, and get the commitment letter or term sheet that you need so that your business can get the financing that it needs. Really simple, no commitment, no hassle, and there's no reason, if you're an entrepreneur that needs to access capital, that you shouldn't get started today. Where there is no vision, the people perish. My problem, what is this trying to solve? Playing defense means your best upside is to not lose ground. Playing offense means your best upside is to gain ground.
What can your business do to 100x its revenue and profit?
Welcome to this edition of Dylan's Podcast. I'm Dylan Gallagher, and I'm the host of this podcast. I put this podcast together in hopes that there's an entrepreneur out there who's listening that might need some direction or advice on something that they might be struggling with. And given that I've spent 20 years working with entrepreneurs with a particular focus on finance, I'm hoping that some of the things I share are worthwhile and will help someone out there. You can hit me up on Twitter at Dylan Gallagher. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, and pretty easy to get a hold of. So if you're an entrepreneur that has a financing issue or question or a concern or a situation, I would encourage you to reach out and I'd love to help if I can. On today's episode, I wanted to chat about the benefits of being different. And there's a couple of things driving this right now. One is that on the EmilyNow.ca Medium page, we've featured a company that is called Just Chill. In fact, you can go to drinkjustchill.com if you want to see an example of a company doing something different. And I thought that would work for another reason as well in terms of the topic of being different, because if you pay attention to politics, you'll know that Donald Trump is kind of leading the way on the Republican side. And so many months ago, people thought it was just a joke and he didn't stand a chance. And it looks like he might actually go the distance. And so I thought that it was a good topic to discuss today because some entrepreneurs get stuck doing the same thing the same way that everyone else does it. And they're hoping for a different result. You know, they're hoping to be an incredibly successful company. And yet the product is just another option in a category of products that are already available in the marketplace, or the particular service that they offer the market is not really any different than the services that already exist. And so being different or trying to do something disruptive is really, in this competitive marketplace, the only way to really have an advantage. You can't just be another option. You actually have to be a whole new category, and you have to have a whole new way of delivering an experience to a client or to a customer. And if you go over to drinkjustchill.com, not only is this a pretty cool company, no pun intended given their product, but just a very cool story. They are a company, kind of the soundbite for their business is that the founder, Max Baumann, was at the airport one day and noticed that everyone was pretty stressed out and intense. And then he looked around and saw that they were all drinking these huge caffeinated drinks and sort of put two and two together and thought, well, you know, if people are in stressful situations, why are they drinking stressful drinks? Shouldn't they be drinking something that calms them down or relaxes them? And that kind of was the seed that was planted for him to put a team together and launch what they call a chill drink. And it is a beverage that will help keep you focused, but not give you the anxiety or the anxiousness that comes along with caffeine. In fact, they use a particular chemical found in green tea, and then they amp up how much of that they put into a beverage. And At the end of the day, they've got this amazing drink, but what does that mean to you, the entrepreneur? Well, they're another example of a company, in particular an entrepreneur, that found an opportunity to do something different. And there's nothing incredibly ingenious or innovative about standing in an airport and looking at people running around, but the genius comes in when you consider what Max was able to do with that. He was able to look from a distance at everything that was happening and say, wait a minute, there's got to be a different way to do this. And I'm surprised actually at how many entrepreneurs I've worked with who, if they work really hard on their business, they get up every day, they serve customers, they serve clients, but you know, they're really not trying to do anything innovative or anything that would make them a leader in their given marketplace. They're not coming up with a new product, they're not coming up with a new service, they're really just trying to be better than everybody else. And that's okay. You know, if you're going to be better, then that just means maybe you've got to spend more on advertising or staff or CRM systems or what have you, just to try and get ahead of your competition. Or maybe you're satisfied just being part of the marketplace, that maybe being innovative and disruptive isn't your thing. But if you're looking to be an entrepreneur that really wants to leverage the time that it takes to build a business or build a company, then you've got to be different and you've got to be disruptive. And if the Just Chill example doesn't totally do it for you, well, there's lots of other examples to look at. And as I mentioned earlier, take a look at what Donald Trump is doing in the presidential election campaign right now. He's being incredibly disruptive. And it's funny because everyone says, oh, well, you know, he's just trying to generate a lot of press and publicity. He's a bunch of hot air. He's not going to do most of the things that he says he's going to do. And you know what? Let's just assume that everybody with their conventional opinions is completely right. Does it change the fact that he's the forerunner for the presidential office? No. I mean, he's doing it. He's out there doing it. So even though people might be poking fun at him or not think that he's serious, he is getting the result. And I think that there's a lesson to be learned there for businesses, that if you want to be conventional, then expect to get a conventional result, but don't get upset if you're not getting extraordinary results, because you're probably maybe not doing anything extraordinary, but there's no reason why you can't. And so when I look at what Max did with his drink company, the first thing that comes to mind for me is obviously huge innovation, and that's really great. But if you go to the website and you check out his team and you look at their brand and the image that they're trying to build, it's not just the drink that's unique. I think it's also the way the company's been put together as well. And so if you were to look at your company, would you say, well, you know what, our company is pretty unique in how it's designed. You know, we work distributed, or we have a really funky office and we have a chef that comes in. Or maybe you say, I'm a one-man band, but I office share with some other companies, and between, you know, the work that I'm doing and the work these other companies are doing, we're all able to learn from each other. But your product or your service doesn't have to be unique. The way that your team gets put together and services clients and customers can be unique as well. And sometimes maybe your product or your service isn't unique, but the way in which you deliver that product or service to the marketplace can be unique. And so there's lots of opportunities to do something different. And if you want to know why it's important to be different, is because, first of all, you are able to maybe get a better result than just being conventional. So if you were only going to invest 60 hours a week in your business and you were going to do it in a very conventional way, that would mean you're going to get a very conventional result. You're going to get the same result that the best people in your business are already getting. That's your best upside. But if you were to spend those 60 hours and you were to do something unconventional, maybe it was an unconventional product or service, or a way to deliver your product or service that nobody else in the marketplace was doing, well, then all things being equal, if you do a great job, then you should be able to get a better result. So it's not just about being different for difference sake. It's also, or probably more important, to be different or unconventional to actually get a better return on your time and your money that you're putting into building your business. And it's not that hard to do. You just have to sit back and think about it. And what I've always done, because I'm a left-brained person, I am not a creative individual. The right side of my brain is really, really small. So The approach that I take is I just look out into the marketplace and I try to look at what other companies are doing in other spaces. So for example, my background is in financing. So I've spent 2 decades in some measure getting people and businesses the capital that they need so that they can do more. But when I look into the software marketplace, or if I look into the shoe, athletic shoe space, or I look into the clothing space and see what other companies are doing, it gives me the opportunity to take some of those ideas and mold them and shape them and then bring them across into my marketplace and see if I can't do them better. One of the things I learned to incorporate really from day one of going out on my own, almost 16 years ago, was to use technology. That technology is an amazing way to gain leverage on the marketplace. From day one, a lot of the things that we had done in our business were automated so that the repetitive work a computer did and the unique work we let humans do. And that gave us the opportunity to be more competitive than our marketplace. And then guess what? The marketplace caught up and, you know, they did the same thing. And so we had to iterate again. But in your business, you need to find something that gives you an angle. It gives you an edge. It gives you an opportunity to, for the same amount of input, to get a better result. And what I mean by that is if everybody in your marketplace is making cold calls the same way, if everybody in your space is marketing their product or service the same way, and you happen to do it the same way everyone else is doing it, the best result you can get is to be the best of everyone who's already in the marketplace. And so you're either going to be a leader or you're going to be a follower. Most marketplaces follow the 80-20 rule, which means that 20% of the players do 80% of the business and everyone else just fights for table scraps. But when you incorporate disruption or you incorporate unconventional business practices, you get the opportunity to flip those ratios in your favor. And again, all things being equal, if you were to invest 60 hours in your business, you can do it conventionally to get a conventional result, or you can invest those exact same hours doing some unconventional things and potentially benefit from getting a better result. Now, nothing comes for free, so it's important to note that if you're going to do something unconventional, you have to also be prepared to get an unconventional result on the downside. So it means your results could be worse. So if you want to play it safe, do what everyone else is doing, copy what they're doing, and then just try to be marginally better than them. But if you want to make really great gains for the exact same investment that everyone else is making, then you got to come up with some unique angles or some unique ways of doing it. And Just Chill, the company that I'd spoken about earlier, which you can read about on your own at drinkjustchill.com, or just pay attention to what Donald Trump is doing in the presidential election campaigns, and you'll start to get the idea. But I'd really encourage you, if you're an entrepreneur that feels stuck, that maybe you're in a marketplace that's really competitive or really marginal, or the economic circumstance of your environment is really poor, there's not a lot happening, you might be surprised by what you can do if you take a fresh approach. And you don't need to be the most creative person in the world. You just need to look across to other industries or look across to other marketplaces or look across to how other companies that are dominating their space with a particular product or service, what exactly are they doing that's giving them an unconventional result? And then figure out if there's a way to parlay that into your business, because it's with a little bit of effort and a little bit of focus, it's not that hard to do. And so I'm hopeful that if you've heard this today, that that's encouraged you, that maybe when you're done listening to this podcast, you'll go back and maybe jump on Facebook, jump on Twitter, jump on Google, and try to see what some other companies are doing that you could borrow from and incorporate into your own business. And again, it's not to do it just to be able to say that you're unconventional or disruptive. The mathematical reason to do it is because you could be getting, for the exact same investment that you're making and that other people in your industry are making, you could be getting a better result by doing some things differently. So thanks for listening to this episode. Again, I hope it was worth it. And if you have any questions or comments or suggestions or things you want to chat about, I'm a pretty easy guy to find out in the social space and would certainly love to try and help your business with anything relative to finance, financing, capital planning, Troubleshooting. I've got lots of experience with, in fact, most of my experience is working with businesses that are in trouble, and it's something I'm very comfortable with. So reach out and I'd love to help. But in the meantime, I'll look forward to having you join me on the next episode.